361-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion right here on Let's Face the Issues, each and every day. We're always delighted to have you join in that discussion. Therefore, let me give you that telephone number right now, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Today, we're talking about some good news. I'm going to pause for a moment and let you ponder that. Out of all that we're seeing, all that we're hearing, all that's taking place in society, all that's happening around the globe, do we have any good news? Perhaps you have been thinking that. Perhaps there's a thought on our minds and hearts, whether we verbalize it or not, that is there anything, any indication of light at the end of the tunnel with what we're seeing in America? And ladies and gentlemen, we're viewing the world in turmoil. We're witnessing our nation in chaos and calamity with the lawlessness and insurrection and anarchy on every hand. We're witnessing the constant bombardment of the Communist Network News, basically undermining our Constitution, our biblical rights and freedoms that we have, that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us through our relationship to Him. In fact, let me start with a verse that I think is pertinent. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now listen, when we talk about freedoms that we have in America, we have major mega freedoms, but the ultimate freedom is our freedom that we have, freedom from sin, freedom from Satan, freedom from the slavery of self that sin brings on. But we have that freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. But listen, there's some good news in America, and that good news today, may I simply say to you, is that we still have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights. In case you're not familiar with the First Amendment, we're going to talk about that later in the broadcast. Congress shall make no laws respecting any establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, that's important, or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition government for redress of grievances. Two or three things are important in there. We have the religious liberty and the freedom of speech and our First Amendment. There's also the freedom of press. Is there a collision taking place between the freedom of press based on Don Lemon? He is a socialist, sodomite, fallen, failed CNN former news anchor, in my opinion. You may disagree. That's your prerogative. But he claims that his First Amendment rights that he has in the Constitution allowed him to go into a church of the Lord Jesus Christ and shout out vulgarities, threats, intimidation, and badger the people in the midst of a worship service. Can that be allowed? If it is allowed, where do we go in America to have liberties and the freedom of religion? If his claims stand in a court of law, where do we go to protect our churches? If his claim is true, it literally cancels our religious liberties that we have under our Constitution in the First Amendment. So we're going to talk about some of these things today. We're going to talk about where we stand in relationship to some things. I'll touch on it briefly. There's a proposed ballot amendment for this November that would make it legal for pot, marijuana, to flow in the streets of the state of Florida. There's some indication that that amendment will not go forward on the ballot. That's good news. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll touch on it. We'll get into the depth of it. Another good news, I believe it's from Westchester, Pennsylvania. Courts have just determined that a 16-year-old girl just a few years ago that had radical mastectomies because she was being transitioned to a male. We've had the promulgation of the lie through the Biden administration and all of the acolytes around him that it is all right to say that God made an error in creating male and female, that there are multitudes of genders, and that medical science through the physicians can correct the mistakes that God made. That's some of the statements, by the way, not just coming off the top of my head. Some of the statements made by some of the socialist, Marxist, communist, leftists that had been promulgating and pushing. But the court said that it was wrong, it was illegal, it was barbaric, and ought not to have happened. So the jury awarded the young lady, now I think 23, $2 million. We'll talk about that. That's still good news, ladies and gentlemen. Some more good news that we have today is that we do have religious liberties, freedom of speech, and therefore we're not falling into the realm of what's happening today in London, England. I'm looking at the headline, London authorities ban a walk for Jesus in a Muslim-controlled majority, end quote. Where, will that come to America? Can it come to America? Are we on the fast track for that Islamic control in America? Those are the things we'll talk about in today's broadcast on Some Good News. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. Right after the brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines, ask you to call in. Love to hear from you today. Perhaps you have other thoughts of what you consider good news. The greatest good news is the fact that we're free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further, in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. Thy Word is truth. Psalms 117:2 is a wonderful verse, by the way. It says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. The truth of the Lord endures forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, whatever the Word of God says, we can count it as truth. Whatever the Word of God says, we can count it as being eternal, everlasting, without end. But we have a society today in which there's a mindset that a half-truth is okay. A partial truth is okay. But the bifurcation of truth is all right. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that being factual today in multitudes of circles. In fact, we find it being found today in many city councils. We find it factually today in many state governmental agencies, where there's a mindset that we can bifurcate truth, we can twist truth, we can tweak truth, and still call it truth. I'll say again, a half-truth is a whole lie, and yet we have that promulgating in society today. In fact, I am saddened to see in one of the surveys of late, the headline says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. At the beginning of the article, it says, according to Webster's Dictionary, truth is the body of real things. Truth is real events. Truth is facts, actualities, the state of being, the case of, in fact, truth. And yet we have those that want to claim otherwise. The 55% of the millennials say truth. Each person determines their own version of truth. A major headline that is concerning, should be, for every Christian, conservative, and patriot today. The headline reads, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And yet we find a lack of commitment to truth. By the way, there's a little footnote that I'd like to add to that that just comes to mind. We're today in a society of mega, major involvement and basically it's seemingly a taking over by AI, artificial intelligence. I just read an article where I've forgotten the particular state, but there's 1 million AI bots, B-O-T-S, that's been released online to talk and interact and interplay, have dialogue with human beings as though they are real people, making discussion and comments. We're going to be very soon inundated by artificial intelligence, and you'll not know what's real and what's not. I'm noticing online mega major numbers of articles that start out with some tragic events taking place where a man is beating a bear or pulling a cat or dog out of a lion's mouth, etc., etc., etc. All of it is fabricated mythology created by artificial intelligence. We'll soon come to the day where reality and truth collide majorly with fabricated artificial intelligence mythology. Will not be able to tell the difference. So I commend to you today what I call the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. From Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, it's all truth. And what God says yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's settled in the history, annals of history, that it has taken place or it shall take place just as God said it would. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns, and I'm reading the headline, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And here's the key. DeMint said, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. This is the reason I say so often. I warn, I challenge, I chide and ask you, stay in church. If you say you're saved, be involved. Be salt and light that God's charged us with the responsibility being, while there's still freedom in our nation. I'm looking at an article. It's about Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Jan Hus said, and I quote, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Hunter generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how did I find that? Ladies and gentlemen, at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, and standing on the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your telephone call, your dialogue, and discussion today as we talk about good news, some good news. Now, the greatest news, the grandest news, if you want to have the bad grammar, the goodest news is that Jesus Christ saved us, that the Lord Jesus Christ should be high on the priority list in our lives. And again, I read John 8:36. If the Son shall set you, make you free, you shall be free indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, We're free in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But I believe in our nation and our society, it is almost customary for the society to live in a state of bondage, to live in a state of being depressed, demeaned, and a sense of hopelessness and helplessness. And I believe it's because of what we see so often, and we think it's dark on the clouds, there's no sunshine any place, and that somehow, some way, there's no hope. Ladies and gentlemen, as we view the turmoil that we're finding in America, as we see the increasing of lawlessness and insurrection and anarchy, there may be some way to think that there's no hope, no help, beyond what we see coming out of the Communist Network News and the Communist Party that's embedded in America to the point that we do not realize we've already been undermined, and the standing up of the Communist Chinese Party to destroy America that was unleashed upon us primarily. Of course, it's been in America since, I think, the Communist Party operating in America since about 1919, 1920, but it was unleashed majorly under the Biden administration. You might recall two balloons going over where Chinese Communist Party was surveilling America, and the Biden administration did zip zero, not a nothing about it. Ladies and gentlemen, you recall the focus on the Biden years, where the push was the full legalization of abortion. The folks in the Biden years was the push to say that God made a mistake, and that there's a transgender mindset. And the Biden administration pushed it, paid for it, even by executive order, required the insurance companies to pay the thousands upon thousands, or yea, even millions of dollars, to butcher young, healthy boys and girls' bodies for the transgender. The Biden administration opened Pandora's box for the legalization of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our schools from kindergarten through high school. By the way, the new Marxist communist governor in the state of Virginia has just by executive order ordered that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda be reinstated in all of the schools in the state of Virginia from kindergarten through high school. She ran her campaign as a moderate. Now the mask has come off. She's a full-fledged socialist, Marxist, communist with a progressive, woke agenda for the state of Virginia. I hate to see that, but that's fact. But listen, one of the major items of importance, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, is to recognize, and it's good news for Christians, it's good news for conservatives, it's good news for every red-blooded American patriot. And I touched on this by way of introduction. I'm going to touch on this briefly, and then we'll take our first caller. Listen, the courts in Pennsylvania have just ruled that the butchering, double mastectomy of a 16-year-old girl in 2019. She's now 20, 22, 23 years old. She has regretted it since within just days, weeks, and months after the barbaric surgery on her body. Because the counselor and the physicians and the surgeons said it was all right, we successful, and that's what she needed. Let me read a brief portion of the article, then we'll take our calls. Detransitioner, that's what they're calling it, detransitioning. Detransitioner wins $2 million medical malpractice lawsuit. A 16-year-old girl from New York was awarded $2 million after psychologists and surgeons were found liable for medical malpractice for approving her breast removal surgery when she identified as a transgender. The girl, I'm omitting her name, the girl is known as a detransitioner. That is someone who later reverses what the progressive left calls gender-affirming care, including hormone treatments and irreversible surgeries. The jury awarded the girl $1.6 million for the past and future pain and suffering tied to the surgery. In addition, $400,000 for future medical expenses. Her attorney had sought $8 million in damages, but they awarded $2 million. As reported by the outlet, the jurors found that the surgeon, and I'm leaving their names out, and the psychologist failed to follow key steps in evaluating whether the girl should have been approved for the invasive procedure. Among the failures cited was a lack of proper communication between the two medical professionals, which the jurors described as a departure from any standard of medical care. The girl told the jury that she immediately realized something was wrong after the surgery, according to the Epoch Times report. She described experiencing nerve pain as searing hot and feeling ripping sensation across her chest. By contrast, the attorneys for the defendants argued that the girl was had regretted the surgery only years later. The surgery occurred in 2019, while she filed a lawsuit in 2020. The doctors, through their attorneys, claimed that her mother said that she was happy with the results of the surgery. Then the girl continued to live as either a male or female, non-binary, for years after the procedure. The case comes amid an intensifying, listen, comes in the midst of an intensifying national debate over transgender surgeries and hormone treatment for minors. Now, here's my point. I believe it sends up a gigantic red flag to every doctor, every hospital, and most of all, ladies and gentlemen, to the insurance industry that says you can't butcher a body. You cannot do this transitional surgery for the transgenderism that we've come to see on such a large, large scale in America in the past 6 or 8 years. I'm praying, ladies and gentlemen, this good news will continue to be good news and will grow and grow and grow until no longer is there any such thing on the agenda of any loose lax loss person in America that would perform that on a healthy body of a young boy, a young girl. I believe we have Harper on the line. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I tell you, you have just reinstated time and time again what you've already said and keep from being repeated, but you said we are living in perilous times. This is the time we're living in. And I do have some AI that I would like to share with you, and it comes from the Word of God, and that is actual truth. It's not artificial. Mm-hmm. In Revelation, the 22nd chapter and the 20th verse, 22, Jesus said he would come as the light of the world. 22 is associated with light, and 20 is associated with redemption. And he says, and you put 22 and 20 together, that's 42. He saw Israel's oppression, and he said he was coming to get them. 42, he says, I saw Israel's oppression, but it's the coming of the Lord. And then John, finding on that, he says, even so, come quickly. Now, that's actual news. There's enough artificial news in the world to keep us distracted if we don't keep our mind focused on the Word of God. It is the truth book, as you have said many, many times.
Amen. Brother, you're exactly right. One of the things that I want our listeners to understand, that Jesus Christ is coming, according to Revelation 24 and 25, the eschatological prophetic book, as to warning us, telling us, informing us what's going to be taking place in the last days, and we're witnessing it taking place on every street corner. One of the primary things in the 12th verse of Matthew 24 is that lawlessness shall abound, and we're seeing that on every street corner across our nation. But the good news is, the great news is, the grand news is that the rapture of the church is on the horizon, could happen at any moment. According to Luke chapter 21:28, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. And you're exactly right. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes, he will come, and every eye shall see him, according to the scripture. And one of the things that some have said, you might recall, in 1975, the cult called Jehovah's Witness said in 1975 that Jesus did come back. He came back as a phantom, and that's the reason nobody has seen him. But my Bible says every eye shall see him when he returns. And so I challenge anyone every day to look up, lift up our heads. Our redemption draweth nigh. And that is the grandest, greatest good news that God completed in his word. And when Jesus Christ comes back, according to Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 20, 11 through 16, we will return with him. And that's the good news, because we'll be raptured up, 7 years of tribulation in this old world, and then we'll return with the Lord Jesus Christ. And according to scripture, Jesus will be riding on a white horse, and we'll be coming with him. And I look forward to that grand, great day when we'll be raptured out of this old world. The Apostle Paul said in the first chapter of Philippians, verses 20-21, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And he's talking about gaining that new body, that new home, that new eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is good news, grand news, great news. You're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call. And God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies
God
and gentlemen,
thank you
so much. That telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, about the young blood. Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, you have a blessed new year. And I tell you, it's going to happen. Our republic is going to be gone, especially if the Democrats get back in the White House. That's it.
Brother, I hate to say so, and it's in the midst of the good news, that is bad news, but if we see the crumbling of the foundation of our nation as we're seeing it, and Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I see the handwriting on the wall, as I believe you do, that in November of this year, based on some of the findings, some of the statistics, some of the things that's being found today, I believe in November we're going to see the possibility, and I'm praying that I'm wrong, the possibility of the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party taking control of the House and the Senate. And if that takes place the next 2 years, chaos, confusion, and calamity that the world has never seen will take place in America. We will lose any hope of the Donald J. Trump's administration giving us freedom as a nation. The Democrats will go in their control. They will start the prosecutorial process of lawfare once again against Donald Trump. They'll try to impeach Trump for everything that he's doing. They will try to impeach the DHS head, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll have a lame duck presidency with Donald Trump for the last 2 years. And I believe it's time that Christians, if I can preach for a moment, I believe it's time for Christians, for conservatives, for patriots to recognize the condition that we're in as a nation. And what we're seeing is a brief respite from the dangers and the perilous times that 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 tells us shall come. And the word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, deadly. And those things we're seeing today, and that's going to intensify all that we have now that Donald Trump has provided for America through executive order, will be suddenly seized and taken away from us overnight if the loose, lax, loss, liberal, communist party takes over again. So it demands our recognition that the respite that we have, the modicum of freedom that we're seeing, the hope that we have now in relationship to some of these events I'm talking about today, will all be canceled, wiped out, nullified, eviscerated if we do not wake up as Christians, as conservatives. Pastors and preachers need to wake up. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Look at Minnesota. I mean, that's insurrection. You cannot, and I think it was a senator or something that went in there with the crowd.
Well,
and took the mic from the pastor.
One of the things that you're touching on is part of what we'll talk about today that's very serious to me. If Don Lemon is and somehow found to be innocent of the charge of going into a church illegally, if that is possible, and by the way, he's being tried, he'll be tried, his case will be in L.A., Los Angeles. You can't find a more loose, lax, liberal county than in L.A. County. And that's where he's been arrested, that's where he's been processed, and that's where the trial will take place. Now, as sad as it might sound, I'm in disagreement with that. He should be brought back to his home state and tried there, but he's not. He's going to be tried there. And the possibility is for some liberal judge to be able to find some snag. In fact, he was arrested, wasn't even put in cuffs, wasn't put in jail. He was processed, released, no bond, and no restriction on his travel. And he could absolutely be set free. If that happens, listen carefully, and for all of our listeners, Kenneth, if that takes place, we will witness the destruction of the religious liberties in the United States of America. If that takes place, it will set the precedent that every church will be a sitting duck. Every church will be sitting in a position that with every service, you've got to have secure, sound, armed guards, or your liberties will be intervened to with somebody bursting into the door and trying to shoot everybody or make intimidation so that people will fail to go to churches. That's where it's headed if that happens. So I'm praying that it wouldn't, will not. We still have religious liberties. We still have freedom of speech. We still have the freedom of religion. And we need to maintain that and recognize that's the hope that we have with that good news. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.